From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. They had a grand plan, but a group representing young undocumented immigrants known as Dreamers wanted a little office time with U.S. Senator Marco Rubio. They didn't get it, as Rick Stone reports.
So what we want to do is be as orderly as possible.
For the half hour before the scheduled descent on Rubio's office, the Dreamers practiced and drilled in a parking lot across the street. There would be no singing or chanting, said Mario Carrillo. The police might show up before he could call Marco Rubio out as a flip-flopper.
You stood with Dreamers in the past, but now you're saying that deferred action is something that should be taken away.
That's the deferred action program that allows young people brought illegally into the country as children to remain here mostly undisturbed. Once a supporter of Dreamer aspirations, Rubio now says he would like to phase the program out. For Timothy Eakin's wife, a Dreamer from Peru, it would mean a return to some very bad old days and the fear of deportation.
I remember the days when getting on a plane, we would like spend 30 minutes before she was ready to get the courage up to go through the security, right? And every day was fear, fear, fear.
Carrying an 8-foot styrofoam flip-flop sandal and a giant poster of Rubio's face photoshopped into a Border Patrol uniform, the group crossed the street, entered the building, and found that Rubio and his staff did not seem to be present. Maria Fraley rolls her eyes.
So I'm assuming that they heard that we were coming.
And fled,
and, you know, just closed down and made it seem they didn't want to deal with it, which is very cowardly.
Tell me what you want, what you really want! Tell me what you want!
Now it was okay to sing and chant. The police had arrived and the Dreamers were told to move along to the parking lot. Rubio never did show up, although as the Dreamers left, his staffers were seen opening the glass doors to admit the senator's 11 a.m. appointments. I'm Rick Stone in Doral.
Just as former Republican Congressman David Rivera was once again ramping up his campaign to regain his seat, comes a plea deal surrounding his last attempt at getting elected. Ana Aliegro was the political operative at the center of a criminal case involving Rivera. She pleaded guilty today on federal campaign finance charges. Her trial was supposed to start next Monday, a day before the primary election. Rivera is one of five candidates running for his old seat. For the first time, prosecutors said Rivera is the unnamed co-conspirator A. That means they believe Rivera worked along with Aliegro to secretly fund the 2012 Democratic primary campaign of proven Ringer candidate Justin Lamar Sternad. Except they don't think they can get a conviction. Mark Caputo has been covering this story for the Miami Herald.
Now, this is probably the worst kept secret in the legal system because there's all of these breadcrumbs and tracks and clues in the various court papers that show David Rivera is the guy.
Aliegro could get 5 years in prison at next month's scheduled sentencing. Some reassuring news for state employees. Florida's main retirement account is growing by a double-digit margin. State investment officials say the pension plan had a market value of more than $149 billion at the end of June, boosting the pension plan by $17 billion. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy?